fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Holly Lucille is out training and teaching and educating the public. It is just little old me, Dr. Decker Weiss, supported by our wonderful staff of Sonar and Kevin out at the studio. We are talking about I Became a Chocolate Eating Genius. Ask me how. Actually, it's more than just a chocolate eating genius. As a cardiologist, as a naturopathic cardiologist, we see that chocolate, if done properly, that's right. This is not the chocolate eating bonbon experience that we all wish for. This is a particular types of chocolate, particular concentrations of chocolate, but they can actually help with things like blood pressure and act as an antioxidant. But chocolate, like many raw ingredients, tends to be bitter in its raw state. So what do we do with that bitter? We add sugar. And the more sugar we add, the less bitter it is. And then we tend to lighten it up. And the lighter chocolate becomes, also the less healthier it is. By the time chocolate gets to being white chocolate with a higher sugar content, it actually has no medicinal value at all. So when Coletta Priestley Garcia, she is our new segment producer, was putting this together, one of the things I was looking at from the list of experts that Coletta gave us was some rough rules to give people. Because you walk through the store now, and since a lot of this evidence has come out, you're seeing a sea of just, oh, this chocolate's all great for you, and this has acai berries and things in it. What are some of those rough, simplified rules for chocolate? Well, I just gave you those. The darker and the more natural, the less processed, the better. Also, the higher amount of cacao, which is the active ingredients which contain these flavanols, we're going to go into a second. But I do need to do a shout out to Dr. Holly Lucille, because Holly, yes, I'm doing a segment on chocolate, and you're not here. I'm so sorry. I promise there's lots to talk about with chocolate, and we will get your opportunity to brag about chocolate. I promise we will bring you in to do that. Let's look a little more into chocolate. Now, we've talked about that this isn't your Hershey bar, okay? In an attempt to apologize for the wonderful cultural need for the occasional Hershey kiss at Valentine's Day, we need to look at coffee as a raw ingredient in what it brings to the table as far as its constituents. And what we're looking at is in the raw cacao or cocoa, there may be a brain boosting, or there actually is a brain boosting compound called a flavanol. You will hear naturopathic doctors like myself and Dr. Holly Lucille, you will hear us talking about flavanols, flavonoids, as these compounds and natural products that have these wonderful medicinal qualities. In general, when we think of flavanols and flavonoids, what we are thinking of is an anti-inflammatory, antioxidant benefit. And then what happens is when you in medicine have a benefit of antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, you will plug into all chronic disease protection and prevention, as well as treatment. You'll plug into all sorts of forms of cancers. You'll plug into all sorts of forms of heart and vascular disease. But in Western medicine, we like to isolate, and we like to know exactly where does this stuff work. Well, the epicatechins, and you've heard of catechins from green tea products, the epicatechins that are in the flavanols of the good cacao, of the good cocos, appear to be the brain-boosting ingredients. Now, if I'm sounding a little fast, a little wired, I did just a touch of a 90% dark chocolate before this show, and I am rolling, baby. My brain is moving. But it definitely has a medicinal effect when you look at the research. Surprising places we are finding research on the brain-boosting flavanols and epicatechins. ScientificAmerican.com in their March-April issue 2013. BerkeleyWellness.com, their healthy eating series. So it's not just chocolate companies. Like, you see a lot of research on alcohol coming from the alcohol industry. I would have expected that the research coming out of the chocolate would become out of the chocolate industry. It's not. It's actually coming from independent research from these high-end journals. When I think of Scientific American, I think really credible. It really, as a physician in the world of ever bloated information, the Scientific American is one of the few really, really credible sources. We all one day want to retire and become a Kuma Indian. The Kuma Indians of Panama drink an average of 5 cups of high flavanol. That's high flavanol cocoa daily. Now, I'm just trying to, as a very busy person, speaking to very busy people right now, I'm wondering how they get a chance to walk around with hot cocoa all day. I mean, I don't know if I'd have the time to figure out how to get 5 cups of hot chocolate in me every day, but they do. It's a cultural thing. And I'm thinking that it's like their tea, where, you know, the Brits will drink tea all day. In warm weather climates, they'll drink tea, and hopefully not the sweet tea out there. They'll drink the teas all day. Their version of all that is this high flavanol cocoa every day. This is probably the raw cocoa mixed with some honey or something to take the edge off in hot water, and they sip it all day. And what is it shown? They've shown that they have healthy vascular systems, they have almost no hypertension, and they have wonderful brain and cognitive skills into their old ages. So yes, am I recommending, as your naturopathic cardiologist, that you should drink 5 cups of cocoa every day, or cacao? Well, if it's the right stuff. Now, you know that I'm getting to the point here where this is not going to be Swiss Miss in a package. Sorry to Swiss Miss, but I'm not recommending the little crazy mushrooms, or not mushrooms, little crazy marshmallows that are in there and in your Swiss Miss. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about either a raw product or a very, very high quality chocolate. What's the next part of that story? What is a high quality chocolate? I need to know this because it also helps me with my marriage. I married a Belgian woman. This is the country for chocolate. One of the things that I noticed going back and forth is that my wife would eat a couple chocolates a week and maybe a half a Kit Kat bar when I met her in Belgium. When she came to America, she would taste the Kit Kat here and it wasn't the same. And I don't know, I don't have anything against or for the Kit Kat company, but what I do have for them is that they are changing out their chocolate. It doesn't taste the same. So it actually, this is going to go per country. Now let's talk about the quality of the chocolate and what it needs to be to get these benefits. Okay. What we are looking at is a minimum of 65% cocoa content. That's going to put this to the dark edge. I think it should be in the 80s as a naturopathic doctor. Now, the 65% is coming out of the Mayo Clinic. Yeah, you know, I told you, credible places. Scientific American, Mayo Clinic. These places are talking about chocolate now, but it can't be that sweet stuff or the refined stuff. Where you're looking at is your higher-end chocolates, preferably organic, and a minimum of 65%. Now, understanding that all of this chocolate is still going to be negated. You should never use it if you have things like diabetes, if you have things like weight gain, or you are dealing with trying to lose weight. Chocolate's still going to put on weight, all of it. It's still going to have a fat content to it. But for the people who just want to use it in moderation, a couple squares, about 100 grams of it is what we're saying here, 85 to 100 grams of it every day, of a 65% cocoa is what you're going to use in order to get the benefits. So do I think that a healthy person can eat a couple squares of chocolate every day? Absolutely. Absolutely. Your junk food can be a 65% or better cacao, and you can have better blood pressure and a better brain. So how did I become a genius? By eating chocolate, 65% or greater in moderation, no more than 100 grams a day of a very, very high quality one. And you could stay well and have fun eating chocolate. Radio MD.